The Turnpike Troubadours came roaring out of Oklahoma 10 years ago with a sound that has been described as a synthesis of Woody Guthrie and Waylon Jennings with the guitars turned way up. Their fourth release is self-titled and swings from melancholy ballads to out-and-out rockers, fiddle notwithstanding. You can hear songs from it on our HD2 channel and streaming on WUNCmusic.org. Evan Felker is the lead singer, songwriter, and guitarist and joins me now. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, bud.
Thanks for taking the time, man.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
So we started out, we played a bit of The Bird Hunters, which tells a great story about a guy who went off to the city and then comes back to the country to go hunting with some old friends. And can you talk a little bit about how storytelling is really important to your songwriting?
Yeah, I've always really loved short stories, you know, and being able to sort of force that literary component into a song. I've always loved storytelling, and I think it's kind of one of the base parts of country music in general, and folk music for sure.
Who are some of your favorite writers of short stories?
Just the stuff I grew up with like, Steinbeck and Hemingway, and Flannery O'Connor was a more recent one, who's really wonderful.
Long Drive Home has some great lines that put you right in that house with the squeaky wooden floorboards.
Yeah.
That's one of those songs where you listen to it and I'm walking across that floor. And that descriptive way of songwriting seems to be something that you consciously work on.
Absolutely. You know, and my buddy Rodney Parker always said that when all else fails, go with concrete images. I do. I just personally enjoy hearing it. And so I'm just trying to write songs that I enjoy.
I guess what I'll miss the most will be the mornings. The squeak of a hardwood floor as you start out your day. And I've loved you, darling, from across your kitchen table. And I've loved you, darling, from a thousand miles away. Oh, and I'm still standing here, and I've got reasonable fears. All the houses I built came crashing down around my ears, and we got a long drive home.
Can you talk a little bit about, for folks who don't know what Red Dirt Music is?
Absolutely, I'd love to. It was some guys from, you know, central Oklahoma or around Stillwater mostly that it was their answer to sort of bluegrass. It's these folky country guys that like Tom Skinner and the guys that were hanging around the Cimarron River. And if you've ever been to any of that area, the dirt will stain your clothes there. It's really red, and it's a landmark of sorts. And yeah, guys like Bob Childers and Tom Skinner and Randy Crouch were these great madman country rocker guys. And then more recently, you know, you think of Mike McClure and Cross Canadian Ragweed and all those guys that were hanging out there in Stillwater.
And now it's you.
Yeah, now it's us. Just when they thought it was over.
Well, the Mercury describes a scene between a man and a woman that sounds more than a little rowdy.
Well, we played, we played punk rock bars, and one in particular, the Mercury Lounge in Tulsa, Oklahoma, was where that's the setting of that song. And they were like kind of the first place that would let us play at all. It was just a rowdy environment, you know, people dancing and people drinking a lot of whiskey. And, you know, we had to play dance halls and make it so people could two-step, or we'd play these small clubs and just rock. And we found different ways that we could incorporate those sort of vibes into the show and into the records and still be thoughtful without being what they would consider to be a bar band or a party band or something, which I don't really consider us to be. Well, bar band maybe, but I think that is a high compliment.
Well, I never seen Jimmy in that old Corvette. He looks like hell, but he ain't dead yet. Rough around the edges, but his clothes are clean. Hayseed dressed up like James Dean. And anyway, I play it well, I can't get him to say it, but I think that him and Lori were a thing. Well, come now that I think about it, he don't say much of anything. Kind of loving is a little like a fist fight. Alright, alright. The kind of thing you never see before midnight.
I read that you've got some characters who appear in more than one song, and you compare that a little bit to what Stephen King does.
Sure.
Does that give you more room to kind of develop a storyline and a character beyond that 4-minute song when you know you can come back to them?
I'm still on the fence about it. It just seemed like an interesting idea at the time to try to sort of hodgepodge all these characters in together. You know, it makes for this sort of like a fictional concept record that you could piece together throughout the past three records.
We'll go out with a trip to Bossier City, where I'm guessing you can spend a little money and get into some trouble.
You can. That's north Louisiana, which is where, oddly enough, I grew up in southeast Oklahoma, but I have a bit of a fixation with north Louisiana. That's where our news came from, and it was just sort of this wild and kind of interesting place to write about and sort of a setting for characters. And then I knew people that back before there were casinos in the state, then they would go down and gamble and do the river boats and take a trip, you know, and come back broke and really didn't even need to go to begin with. So it's somewhat of an inspiring area, or it's inspired some stories at very least.
Sure. And a little dangerous and a little edgy.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty rowdy down there. We were just down there. Believe it or not, we played our first show in Bossier City, which we played Shreveport too, but it was probably only like 10 weeks ago or something like that. It's silly how long it took, but we made it.
They must have loved it when you ripped into that song.
They did. They did. They appreciate that kind of stuff.
Evan Felker is in the band The Turnpike Troubadours. They're playing in Raleigh tomorrow night at the Lincoln Theater. You can hear songs from their latest self-titled recording on WUNCmusic.org and on our HD2 channel. Thanks for your time, Evan.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here with you.
Well, Robbie's got a brand new girlfriend. She's got a script for pen.